This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. It was a dad joke, but Ross Tucker, our good buddy on Westwood One, he was calling the Eagles game, and he did drop in Dan Patrick says the Dolphins are 2-0.
2-0. Got it from the DP show. My buddies.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, and they have trading card stickers from the World Cup. We just got a package here. It's big, big shipment there. So we want to thank the folks at Panini for sending those in. Paulie's birthday week, it's so big, it is a week, not a day. And as a result, danpatrick.com, all week long, buy one T-shirt, get another one 50% off. President's Cup, that'll start Thursday from Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Carolina. It'll be on NBC and Peacock, the Americans against the international team. And they'll have coverage throughout the weekend. Big night for the Buffalo Bills and the Philadelphia Eagles. This is one of those that can carry you for a little while, where nationally you have an idea of just how good the Bills are. Also nationally, how good the Eagles are. Because standalone games, or at least close to it, that these two games last night, now everybody's watching. Because normally on a Sunday, you might be watching your team. Maybe you're watching Red Zone. Maybe you're just trying to get an update on fantasy. You may not realize what Jalen Hurts did in the first game of the season against Detroit, where he was great. Josh Allen, you saw another standalone game against the Rams as they opened up the season. But this leads you to believe a little bit more firmly that Buffalo is going to be there at the end. And the Eagles belong up there with the class of the NFC right now. Now, the odds don't show that, because the highest odds for a team to win the Super Bowl is Tampa Bay right now in the NFC. And then you have the Packers in there as well. The Eagles will be following down the list there. But I wanted to look at the other teams from last night. If I look at the Vikings look really impressive at home, beating Green Bay week one. Did everything right, put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers hurt by a couple of drops, but Kirk D. Cousins played well. And then the opposite happened last night. So you're somewhere in between with the Vikings. You know, they can be really good, but then they can be really bad. And maybe they're a 10-win team. Maybe they are a playoff team. I think they are. And then you have the Titans, number one seed last year in the AFC. And you watch last night, and you're thinking, or maybe you're thinking, wow, are they going to make the playoffs? Well, keep in mind, they're in the AFC South, and the Colts aren't scaring anybody. The Jags might be the scariest team. Falcons aren't scaring anybody. Although I just put the Falcons in the AFC South. So that, I meant to say the Texans. Boy, that's mean-spirited somehow. But the Texans aren't scaring anybody. And maybe the first team to 9 wins gets into the playoffs there. But watching the Titans last night, you lose a great receiver to the Eagles. You got still a great running back. But Ryan Tannehill needs help. You know, that sort of all else fails, I have that guy. And all of these elite quarterbacks, it feels like, have that all else fails, I have that guy. You know, Josh Allen certainly had that last night with Stephon Diggs. All else fails, that guy. Ryan Tannehill doesn't have that. Jalen Hurts has A.J. Brown. All else fails, got that guy. Now, you can say Tom Brady doesn't have that guy. Well, he does with Mike Evans. He's suspended. But he used to have Gronk. Aaron Rodgers used to have Devontae Adams. He doesn't have that. All else fails, I have that guy. You know, Patrick Mahomes, all else fails, I have Travis Kelce. Used to have Tyreek Hill. Now, all else fails, I have Travis Kelce. Having that, going to the line of scrimmage, has to be an immense confidence booster. Now Tua. Tua goes to the line of scrimmage. It's like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. They got a really good tight end, Gesicki, out of Penn State. I mean, the confidence here. Joe Burrow has Ja'Marr Chase. Great confidence builder. But some of these other teams where you go to the line of scrimmage and you're like, oh, man. 3rd and 8, I need some help. Yeah, Paul.
All right, here's an AFC question for you. Okay. I'm going to pick 2 teams that were expected to be in the playoffs this year, expected to. Which fan base should feel worse today? The Indianapolis Colts or the Denver Broncos? The Colts or the Broncos?
The Colts.
The Colts are only 1 game different than the Broncos. Half a game, actually. But the Broncos feel unsettled as a team.
Yeah, but the Broncos could have won that game. They could have won the game in Seattle. So you got a new coach. You got a new quarterback. I expect them to take a little while before they settle in. And look, I'm going to go to Bill Belichick. Belichick spends the first 4 games of the season trying to figure out who his team is, even when he had great teams, even with Brady there. I got to give Denver time to, you know, kind of figure out who they are and what they are. But the Colts, we thought we knew the Colts. Now all of a sudden you upgrade a quarterback. Okay, they're Super Bowl caliber team. Matt Ryan looks terrible. Still have a good offensive line. Still have a good run game. You got shut out by Jacksonville. That can be debilitating. Yes, Eaton.
That question feels like, would you rather have a question mark at coach or at quarterback? Though, because the Broncos have a quarterback, but their coach is off to a terrible start. And the flip side of that, Matt Ryan, like you were saying, looks terrible, and maybe they should have gone after Jimmy G.
Yeah. You know, you watch Matt Ryan and those throws. I mean, if I said, hey, you don't know who's in uniform, but it could be a future Hall of Famer, you would never think that that was Matt Ryan. And we thought that was an upgrade. And I know that it's drastic to say this, but at some point Jim Irsay might look at the coaching staff and go, you know what? You guys are the problem. Because they've had Phillip Rivers, and they had Carson Wentz, and then they had Matt Ryan. All of these guys you wanted, and what's it got you? And Frank Reich's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. I'd start shouting. No whispering. I'd start shouting here. Yeah, Marv.
For Nathaniel Hackett, some of these close losses, like the one in Seattle, say if he has 3 or 4 of those, and they miss the playoffs by 2 games, can he be out after this season?
I don't think so. You have new ownership in there. Unless new ownership goes, you know what? That's not who we want as our head coach. We're going to go after Sean Payton. Somebody's going after Sean Payton after this season. But I would be shocked. And that's saying a lot as long as I've been doing this, that I'd be shocked. it just feels like, you know what? He was there, Green Bay, and he came over, and he was there with Aaron Rodgers and quarterbacks, and I can help Russ in offense. He's just not – he's got to process the game quicker. Because now it's not you're an offensive coordinator or a quarterback's coach. You got to get your act together and get information to your quarterback because you can't come out of the huddle with 11 seconds to go. And this might be more on, let's just let Russ call the game. Because the way it's going now, when I watch them the last 2 weeks, he is not processing the game quickly. Yes, Todd.
And what is a fair amount of time to decide? Maybe someone is just a coordinator and they're not the head coach. How many weeks, seasons is that? What's the magic number where this keeps happening?
Now, is this Broncos Todd or objective Todd?
This is a little more Broncos Todd, but I think it's a fair question okay. for any fan of any team with a coach that looks like he's in over his head, at least to start.
Well, I've said this before. Not every coordinator deserves to be a head coach. They just don't. But we want to, you know, hey, he's earned that. It's so different being a coordinator where you don't talk to the media. You deal with one side of the ball. Now you got to be the spokesperson. Now you got to answer everything. So I would liken this to, let's say you're a teacher specific to history. So this is what you do. You teach history. And then all of a sudden they go, hey, we're going to promote you to principal. So now you go from being in charge of your students to now you're in charge of the teachers and the students. That's a head coach. And not everybody's cut out to do that. I mean, Eric Bieniemy is probably not going to get a job as a head coach. Something's there, baggage there. But, you know, you got guys who become a head coach and they're not ready for it. Adam Gase is a coordinator. There's certain guys you just go, he's a coordinator. But there's nothing wrong with that. Matt Patricia, Romeo Crennel, Charlie Weiss, they're assistant coaches, they're coordinators. But we want to promote you, and you got to have personality. You got to have total autonomy. You got to answer for everything. You got to understand everything. Not everybody's cut out to do that. Yeah, Paulie.
All right, here's an NFC question.
All right.
Which expected playoff team expected to make the playoffs, right. who also won this weekend, feels more dicey long term? The Dallas Cowboys or the Arizona Cardinals?
Feels dicey?
Dicey, like their chances. Like the Cardinals were awful.
I would say the Cardinals.
Cowboys' first two games have been spotty. With Dak, they were spotty. And then they were spotty yesterday.
Well, the Dak's only play one game.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush played the second one, and they looked okay. Look, if they can survive with Cooper Rush, you know, they're going to be a playoff team. It feels like that. I mean, the NFC is not, you know, full of great teams, although I think the Niners upgraded. I think Jimmy G is a better quarterback for the Niners right now. And I said that. Hold on to him. And, you know, I had a source that told me, you know, within the Niners organization – that the veterans want Jimmy, they wanted Jimmy Garoppolo because he gives them a better chance to win now, and they're ready to win now. And the NFC is there for the taking. I don't know how good the Rams are. I don't know how good Tampa is. I don't know how good Green Bay is. Philadelphia's a solid team. The NFC's there. AFC is really tough. And that's why some of these players, according to my source, they know that Jimmy G is going to give them a better chance. Trey Lance may be their future. Better be. But right now, they get a better chance by putting Jimmy G in there. Yeah, Paul.
I think we had this conversation this time last year. We were rooting for awkward situations with quarterbacks. If Garoppolo plays above average and gets into the playoffs, what do they do with him? I know they're a long way from that. But
no, now he becomes more marketable.
But you wouldn't want to trade him and then say, we're going to go back to the guy with the broken ankle who hasn't played in 4 years.
Well, at some point, you have to do that.
Right. They tried that.
Because Garoppolo has a no-trade clause. But at some point, you're going to have to go, hey, does anybody want Jimmy G? No. All right. Well, let's see how he does this season. Now, anybody want Jimmy G after this? Yes, Todd.
I think that's a valid point Paulie's making. What if they go 11-6, 12-5, and win a couple of playoff games, get to the NFC championship game, and so Jimmy G's your starting quarterback now, and Trey Lance has to wait, no?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah, see.
It might be a little premature, but do you start looking at should we re-sign Trey Lance? I mean, I know he's got 2 years left on his deal, but it's not, to me, it's not to, that clock is ticking a little faster than you might think.
Yeah, Paulie.
Right, with Trey Lance, you would have to decide on his fifth-year option at some point next summer. Like the New York Giants, they declined the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones, which would have paid him $22.5 million next year. If the Giants somehow overachieve and Daniel Jones overachieves, they got to start over with him. They don't get that fifth year at that automated big price.
Why would just franchise him?
Which would mean they would lose. They would I think they'd pay him 30 if they franchise
probably
him.
Probably a little bit more than that.
Yeah. But they, if he, if they,
I need to see more from Daniel Jones.
Yes,
but I need to see a whole lot more from Trey Lance, because he's going to go. He sits out this entire year. He's going to have played what, basically 1 year of football over a 5 year period. Does that sound right?
1 year and then a handful of games scattered.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Unrelated, but kind of related. Who would ever think that the Giants might have a really interesting game this coming weekend? I'm excited. Giants, Cowboys, statement game, Monday Night Football.
Is that game at New York? I think it,
it is.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Daniel Jones versus Cooper Rush.
Oh, I love that. Danny Dimes.
That's the second most interesting game besides Buffalo, Miami.
Yeah, Bills, Dolphins, you got tasty.
Tampa, Green Bay.
No, like I said before, Buffalo, Miami.
Yep.
Yeah.
Giants, Cowboys.
Yeah.
There's no Mike. Whatever. That no.
What? What are you saying?
Tampa Bay, Green Bay. No, yeah. That's not interesting.
Stay on that hill, big guy.
I'm staying on it. I might die from it, but I'm staying on it.
That's not interesting. This is the last time those two guys are going to face each other.
The last time they'll ever play. Yeah.
Technically, they don't actually face each other. It's really more the defense that they play. So yeah, they never actually go against each other. It's a bit of a misnomer.
Excuse me. Yes. Excuse me.
Bill's Dolphins is tasty, though. That's fun.
Yes, it is. Yes, Paul.
I got a game you should not watch next weekend.
Yeah, hold off. Hold off.
Oh, it's bad.
I got to take a break. I got Michael Strahan, big-time TV star. He's going to join us coming up. All right, we'll take a break. Get some more phone calls as well. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. I only get 60 seconds to talk about Full Sail University and the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. That's not fair, because I could probably talk hours about it. Seeing this program come to life, it's one of the best things I've ever accomplished in my career. And that's saying a lot, because I started the program. I wanted to get people who were teaching who knew the industry. So I reached out to my longtime producer from ESPN, Gus Ramsey. I said, Gus, I want you to run this program. And then he brought in, we have over 300 years of experience on the faculty, the staff that we have there. And we got grads working all over the country. We have one, Dylan Kearns, just graduated. He's on air in the NBC affiliate in my hometown of Zanesville, Ohio.
It's pretty sick there.
Yeah, they're getting jobs, and that's what I wanted. I don't want internships. I want jobs. Full Sail University. Earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, short as 20 months. You can earn your degree online or on campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Before the commercial break, Paulie, we were talking about some of the great games coming up this weekend. Paulie said there's one game that is really, really, really bad.
I'd rather watch Michael Strahan watching football than watch this game, maybe. Texans at Bears, Dan.
Oh, boy.
CBS, 1 p.m. Eastern. Line, the Bears are given 2.5 somehow.
Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com or you can test drive one at your local dealer. He's the Hall of Famer, big-time TV star. Good Morning America. And has the Michael Strahan apparel available at Men's Warehouse nationwide. And he's got a new skin and shave line, Michael Strahan Daily Defense. Joining us on the program, mogul Michael Strahan. Is that is that your office there at Good Morning America?
No. I'm at home right now, man. I left work. I'm here. This is my home office. But, hey, good to see you, man. And that was pretty funny. It'd be more entertaining to watch me watch that game than watch that game. That was pretty good. You might be right.
What is in your office that I would find interesting? First thing I would notice is what?
Books. A lot of books that I've never read that they would put on the shelf. Thick books.
But it looks like you've read those. So those are just for decoration. Just for,
you know, and the thing is, see, the one up here is slanted. And then these, they're not like all the width. It's like different width. So it looks like they just randomly put there, like they've been read and put back. These books have dust. Okay.
We had Ross Tucker on. He played in the NFL. For a few teams, but Ross said he missed the violence of the game. Like you can't hit anybody anymore. How much do you miss violence?
I called it controlled aggression more than violence. I miss it. Yes, absolutely. I don't miss like randomly just hitting people. I ain't going to jail for that now. I miss like having a plan and looking at a 300-something pound guy and basically knowing that I am going to continue to beat you down until you submit to what I want. and that is to get to your quarterback or to make a run on that play on the running back. That I do miss. That's the only part. But after I watch a guy get hit one time now, after when I watch a game, I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to do that no more.
Because if you watch a game, and I've said to my audience, if you watch a game from the sidelines, you would never let your kids play football.
Oh, absolutely not.
Just absolutely the sound not. Of it is scary.
I used to do that with friends, though. I used to have friends come to the game, and I was like, you know what? Just stay down here on the field. And I would talk to them on the bench and stuff, and then I'd go grab them. I'd say, I'll be right back for defense. Grab my helmet, run out there, and come back, and their eyes would be like this. Because I'd pick up the conversation right where it left off. And then you're like, because you don't realize how big and fast and how violent these collisions are until you're right up close. And then I tell my friends, too, if they're coming towards you over here, don't stand there and then think, well, if they get closer, I'll figure it out. No, 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 no. It's like the objects are a lot closer, but these objects are a lot closer, a lot faster than they appear.
What was your welcome to the NFL moment, good or bad?
Oh, man. Well, there were several. One, we went to play the 49ers my rookie year. I wasn't even playing. I was on the sideline. And I remember there's like Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Ricky Waters, those guys running out of the locker room. And I wanted to get an autograph. I didn't want to play. And then my first time with the Giants, like I was with the Giants, and the first time the vets came in for a physical, and Lawrence Taylor came in, and that was the greatest player of all time in my mind, the guy I loved and adored the most. And he walks in, he didn't walk, man, he was on a conveyor belt. He just like just stood there and he just slid across the room like the old Spice Man. Like, it was amazing. That was a come to like, okay, I'm a pro. And then watching guys who walked in who were so jacked, so big, playing my position. And I'm thinking, if I got to look like that, I ain't going to last here. I would never look like that. But somehow I did it, man. Somehow.
But you're probably medium size for the position you play.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I wasn't too big. But I went through different phases. When I was a rookie, I came in at like 250 something in the combine or whatever. Then they're like, you got to gain weight. Well, back then they didn't tell you like eat proteins and eat healthy and do this. I'm just eating fast food and pizzas. Like, I gained weight until I was like an engorged tick. I was like 280, couldn't even move out there. And then they're talking about performance. What performance? Biggest performance you're getting out of me is watching me eat. So I ended up losing weight, getting to 270s for years and 260s for years. Then my last 3 years, I was 247 to 252 every Friday weigh-in, which made, like, I had three different careers. And the last part, getting down to that lower weight, it helped me keep up with OC and Justin Tuck and those guys, because at that point I was 33 to 36 years old going through those 3 years. And I gave me a new lease on life. Felt completely different as a player, more mobile, faster, and could just run all day long.
When it comes to assessing these edge rushers now, like who gets into the Hall of Fame?
I hate that, edge rushers. You're a defensive end, man.
I know.
The edge rushing stuff bothers me. Oh, they put him in, he's the edge rusher. No, if you're a football player, you play everything. I love playing the run more than I love rushing the passer. Rushing the passer was just another part of the job that I had to do that I was successful at, but I took pride in doing everything. So I would be insulted if somebody called me an edge rusher. I would be mad.
Because you're one-dimensional?
Yeah, yeah. And I just wouldn't, I took more pride in like beating a 300-something-pound guy against a run play or defeating a double team on a run play and making a tackle than it was beating a guy one-on-one for a sack. I mean, that was the glory when everybody sees you out in the open and the fans cheer. But it was nothing like playing the run to me. I just love the physicality of it.
But what's the number now with sacks? Because it used to be like you got to 100 sacks. Now you got everybody's attention. Now you have more opportunities to get sacks because they're throwing the ball more. So what would be, how are we supposed to assess sack leaders or Hall of Fame credentials for defensive players?
Oh, man, that's a good one. That's really a good one. I think, obviously, the numbers don't lie. You still have to look at sacks. I do think you have to look at the era in which the player played also and what the systems were at that point. You know, watching Von Miller last night, I'm like, okay, he's the Hall of Famer. The guy's just an incredible player. But I think certain guys will make an impact outside of just their sacks, or just overall, and he is one of those guys. I think a lot of things have to change. I mean, they added more games now. Mm-hmm. I mean, for receiving records, quarterback records, sack records, like everything has kind of changed and evolved. And I don't know how you judge credentials half the time. Did it 200 sacks now? Only person who has that is Bruce Smith. And another one of my favorite players and a good friend who I deem to be insane for playing long enough to get 200 sacks.
Well, who knows how many sacks Deacon Jones really has?
Deacon told me he had 40-something sacks in one season. I swear to God. Deacon told me he had over 40 sacks in one season. And he was serious as a heart attack. He was not joking.
and that's back when you were throwing 17 to 20 times a game. You know,
exactly.
You were running the football.
17 to 20 times a game. He's out there head slapping everybody.
Do you hold a grudge with anybody in retirement? Are you mad at anybody still?
You know, the crazy thing is I am not. There are a few guys that I'm like, yeah, I never really liked you.
Like who? Yeah.
I mean, I probably the one guy who sticks out in my mind is I think John Jansen. Played for the Redskins. Off of the tackle. Yeah. I never cared for him. For some reason, just something about him that bugged me. Other than that, like John Runyon was a big nemesis. But I always respected John, and he made me better. Eric Williams with the Cowboys was the meanest guy I ever played against, but he made me better.
What do you mean mean?
For that.
How didn't everybody mean?
No, not like Eric Williams. That's a different type of mean. There's mean, and then there's terrifying. And it's funny because Michael Irvin said to me, "Yeah, you know, every time we used to play you guys, I'd be like, yo, big fella, don't be scared. You better be ready. You got a straight hand." Because he was like, Eric would be like nervous. And I was like, I wish I knew that because I was scared as hell too. But mean Dan is like, all right, they throw the ball down the field. I'm a lineman. They throw the ball 30 yards. What do you naturally do? You turn and you look. At that point, I'm a spectator. What does he do? Clubs you in the back of the head. Punches you in the back. Like, come on, man. Come on. Have you ever seen Reggie? You remember Reggie White with the preacher, of course, who's the only player consistently, every time they play, Reggie White won a fight? Eric Williams. Ooh. You got the preacher wanting to fight. You mean it.
I think God was on Reggie's side.
Yeah. Well, well, Eric had the devil on his day because he was he was something else, man.
He's the Hall of Famer, Michael Strahan, NFL on Fox, and of course, Good Morning America co-host. What was harder, though, playing football or being a TV host on a show, you know, GMA, that's, you know, not sports related?
Well, I think totally different, but of course, football is harder in every sense of the word when you have to physically get out there and bang your body around, and not even the games.
Yeah, but you grew up getting ready for that. You don't grow up getting ready to co-host GMA.
I played 1 year high school football, so I'm kind of late to the game. So for me, it was kind of always interested in it. I always loved it. I didn't know any better. But the physical part of it was tough. Mentally, it was tough on training camp days when you have two-a-days and you got to put those pads twice a day and run into the same teammate, and you get into the pad, you get to the equipment room in the morning and you put on those pads and they're still wet from the sweat from the day before, and it's cold. And you're like, I got to stretch on this ground with dew on it and get my pants wet. Like, oh, I so many days I quit in my mind. But GMA is tough in a sense because it challenges me to be more engaged with the world. I got to know everything that's going on in news in the world. But it's been fantastic because it has made me become a more well-rounded person, I feel, and human being, and understanding more about how the world works and what goes on in the world. And it's interesting. And I go into GMA with the same kind of amusement and awe as I went into a game. And as a football player, like I walk in, first of all, I can't believe I'm there. And secondly, I'm always curious as I was in sports. So it's a perfect fit for what I've done in the past and what I'm doing now in the present.
And then, you know, you're branching out. You're a mogul. You got the Michael Strahan apparel line. Now new skin products here that available at CVS stores. So it's all working out.
Yeah, you know the name of it? Michael Strahan, Daily Defense.
Ooh, creative. Wow, man.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I reached for that one. That's reached really great. Deep. But you know what it is? Honestly, it's we had the clothing brand, and which is organic to my life and what I do, and suits every day, and then casual athleisure when I'm not, or work leisure, if you want to call it that. And then the skincare, because every day the grit and grime of being on TV or just running around every day, and men don't have a routine. Men are very much set in the belief that skincare is something mostly that women do, or you just grab somebody else's products, put them on, and hide whatever you have in the shelves. But that's not what we develop. We develop something that I use every day, organic to me. And it has a lot of properties like activated silk that you only find in like Chanel products, very high-end products. And it is a nice little routine that we have for men that takes about the same time it takes to brush your teeth to give you good skin. Because as we know, you dress good, you feel confident. If you got great skin, that's even more confident.
Would you do
well-rounded man
cosmetic surgery? Would you do Botox?
Oh, I don't need it, buddy. Look at me. That's 50-year-old skin right there. Black don't crack, bud.
I know. Good black don't crack. Yeah, you're right.
No, you know what? Would I do Botox? I never thought about it. I kind of like wrinkles in my forehead if I got them. You know, it's kind of I want you to see my expressions.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you mistaken for somebody?
I've been mistaken for so many people.
Like who?
I remember being at Madison Square Garden one time at a basketball game, and some guy walks all the way down to the from up top and goes, "Hey, Riddick Bowe." I'm like, "What, Riddick Bowe? I should knock you out for calling me him and have you sue Riddick Bowe thinking I was him." Like, I've been called Riddick Bowe. Of course, I get the Mike Tyson because I, you know, the list and the gap in my teeth and everything else.
You would be Lennox Lewis to Mike Tyson.
Thank you. But people don't, I guess they figure, well, they all look short on TV or the same height on TV. I don't know. But yeah, I've been called Mike Tyson, Riddick Bowe. I've been called, in front of my Fox guys, we were filming some promo in California, and some guy like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Yeah, you know, he knows me."
Yeah.
And I'm with Howie and Jimmy and Terry, and the guy goes, "Michael," and I'm like, "Hey, you know." He didn't say nothing to none of you guys. And then the guy runs up to us afterwards, and he's like, "Hey, man, I just want you to know that I was adopted too by a white family, and I appreciate you telling your story." I'm like, "I'm not Michael Orr."
The Blind Side.
And then all the guys, when I tell you, I was like, "Not in front of them, kid. Not in front of them."
Yeah. My job is to get to the guy that Michael Orr is trying to block.
Exactly. But I'm glad you were inspired by The Blind Side, man. Good luck to you. But I am not him. I just said thank you. I didn't even tell him it wasn't me. I just said thank you. I appreciate it, man. And good luck.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't top this. I had somebody come up and say, "Man, I listen to you every morning on SportsCenter, and I love when you say booyah." They thought I was Stuart Scott.
Scott?
Yeah.
They thought you were Stuart. What did they have? Obviously, they need a new TV.
But
the pixelation is horrible.
I signed the autograph. I'm thinking, all right, you know, people still think I'm on SportsCenter. They'll go, "I watch you on SportsCenter every morning." And I go, "All right, haven't been there in 16 years.
The thing is, but it's a testament to how what you did there was
absolutely
so memorable.
Absolutely.
That people can't even get it out of their mind. And your voice is iconic.
Yeah. Very lucky.
And so, you know, and that's why you've had the career, man. But I look at it like this. When at some point, no one's going to care. No one's going to even bother. No one's, you can walk into a room, nobody even.
Like, yeah.
And so I always try to make sure that I tell myself, you are not what you do. So don't get so twisted to think that if you're not recognized for your job, that it means you have no value. Because at some point, you probably won't be. And that's when it becomes dangerous. So for me, I just try to keep that in mind, because at one point, all of this stuff ends and goes away. And, you know, what do you have left in that outside of just enjoying your life and your family? So that's what I'm trying to hang on to.
Yeah, you got your daughters when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I got those twins, teenagers, high school, seniors, boyfriends, well, volleyball, all this stuff.
As Barkley said, if you kill the first guy who comes over, word will get around. Then you don't have to worry about the next guy coming over to date your daughters.
Well, Howie gave me a great one that a friend of his said to one of the boys. He said, "I just want you to know, I'll do the time."
That's great. I get to see Howie, you know, very, you know, hey, I'm willing to do the time.
I'm willing to do the time, so go ahead, try it.
Hey, I know you're busy. Always great to spend some time with you, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Hey.
Good luck.
All right, we got to do this more often, man. Miss you.
Thanks,
man.
Good to see you. Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan Apparel, available at Men's Warehouse and the new Skin and Shave line. Michael Strahan Daily Defense, available at CVS. Take a break. Back after this. TireRack.com loves tires. I mean, they really do. When we met with a couple of the executives last Friday, they came up for a meet Friday, spent about, I don't know, an hour here. We just talked tires. They've been doing it since 1979, helping you find the right tires, and they are so passionate about it. They want to make sure you get the best advice, you have all the information, so you're buying the right tires. How would you like to have somebody come over and just get your tires done for you? Change your tires. You could be inside watching the football game. They have that capability at Tire Rack, and they give you recommendations. 2 minutes or less. They got all the great tires there. Pirelli, P-Zero, the all-season Cinturato. And they have the off-road capability of Pirelli Scorpion light truck and SUV tires. Ratings, reviews, test results, a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Check it out at TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. See for yourself the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon. We're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Last call for phone calls. What you learned? What's in store tomorrow? This day in sports history? You know, Michael Strahan did it the right way. Later in your career, you start to do some things part-time, freelancing with TV. You want to get into the media. And he was one of the faces of the Giants. So it helps you're in New York, the biggest media, you know, the media capital of the world. And he made the right moves at the right time. And I think the big thing is likability, especially with Good Morning America. You have to have there a likability factor there when you tune in. And you know, you're dealing with a hardcore audience that loves your morning show. You know, you just have that ability to be able to smile, bring levity, have fun. And he certainly did that with Fox as well, with their show. You know, I wonder what happens with Fox's show when Jimmy Johnson stops doing it. He's doing part-time now. How long does Terry do it? Howie feels like he'll do it longer, but Kurt Menefee is your host. But I wonder what kind of changes they make on that pregame show. At some point, Terry's going to stop doing it, and Jimmy Johnson is. You're going to have Strahan there. You're going to have Howie, but who are some of the pieces you're going to put in there? Is there somebody that you're targeting? And this is where I wondered, would Tom Brady be better served as an analyst in the studio? Because now I get to see him. And, you know, the game is the game. But the pregame show, that's where, you know, the battles take place. You know, whose pregame show are you watching? If a game is good, it's good. If it's not, you're not watching. But it feels like you would tune in to see Tom Brady. You know, you're going to tune in to hear him do a game. But studio would be more interesting, I think. And this is what I wondered, same thing about Tony Romo. If you put him in the CBS studio and you got younger there, but, you know, I was wrong in that because he's done a brilliant job as a game analyst. Yes, Eaton.
I think Drew Brees really opened my eyes to it, but I don't know that the studio has enough juice for some former players.
You got to be good in the studio. That's the key. Drew Brees wasn't good in the studio.
But I think some also just need the environment, you know, like the sort of sights and sounds and smells of, you know, all of that energy that comes with game day. Yeah. You only get that at one place.
Yeah, and that's what I brought up about Drew Brees, that he was in a sterile environment doing a studio show in Stamford, Connecticut. That's far from the maddening crowd. And Brady will be able to, this is as close as you'll ever get to being in a game. He gets to analyze both teams. He gets to be there. The crowd is there. The whole that feeling. And, you know, you're never able to replicate that, but that's pretty close. But I wondered if Fox approached him and said, would you be interested in doing that as opposed to being a game analyst there? A couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Zach in Reno. Zach joins us on the program. Hi, Zach.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a pie in the face bet with Paulie that Trey Lance would have a better touchdown to interception ratio than Russell Wilson, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Paulie if we could substitute Jimmy G into that bet.
Wow.
Keep going. Happy birthday, by the way, Paul.
Paulie, Zach in Reno wants to know if he could substitute Jimmy G instead of Trey Lance with who has the most touchdowns with Justin Fields. Is that what it was, Zach?
Oh, it's touchdown to interception ratio. It was Trey Lance versus Russell Wilson.
Oh, Russell Wilson. Okay. I'll leave it up to you, Paulie. I mean, if
touchdown passes or total touchdowns?
Touchdown to interception ratio, Zach. Is that what we had?
Yep, touchdown to interception
ratio. No, you know what, Paulie? If you pick a stat that you want, you don't have to do touchdown interception ratio. You could do just total touchdowns.
I'll do passing yardage.
Okay.
Passing yardage, I'll do that.
Okay, all right. There you go, Zach. Right. So a little clarification there because Trey Lance got hurt. Dylan, you know, give me a little Dylan there, Seton.
Yeah, I was just going to call him from the back room, actually.
He sounds just like Dylan, who works on this show, does the graphics.
Paul, you got some leftovers here.
Yeah. Hey, got a new tattoo. Yeah? Yeah, of an oyster. I go, okay, sure.
Nah, it's pretty sick, though.
Hey, Dylan. Dylan in Omaha. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, morning, DP.
Good morning.
Some people like to hit you with a dial-on from Dave Chappelle, but I have a pie to the face bet for you guys if you're interested.
Okay.
I think, speaking of substitutes, I think Blake Bortles substituted for Trevor Lawrence. Saxonville is back, and they're going to at least get one playoff win this year.
Wait a minute. Hold on here, Dill. You think Blake Bortles comes in for Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, no. Trevor Lawrence substituted in for Blake Bortles. Saxonville is back.
Yeah. Oh, you got to make in the playoffs. I'm thinking, wait a minute. How does Blake Bortles get? Does somebody?
No, they fixed that weak link.
Okay, so you have Jacksonville making the playoffs.
I got them winning one.
Winning a game in the playoffs.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'd hate to go against Jacksonville because I'm rooting for them.
Overreaction Tuesday.
Yeah. Anybody want a piece of Dylan? Has Jacksonville not only getting into the playoffs, winning a game? Anybody?
I kind of like the, I mean, I want to take it just because I appreciate it.
I like the story.
Yeah.
I can't take the bet because I like the story. And I'm always rooting for a good story. Todd, what did you learn today?
Michael Strahan has been misidentified as Riddick Bowe, Mike Tyson, and Michael Orr from The Blind Side.
That one's great. Blind Side. Seton, what did you learn today?
Michael Strahan officially a mogul.
Yeah, he is. Marv.
Strahan hates the term edge rusher.
Yeah. Paulie.
He's a defensive end.
What did I learn today, Todd?
Well, we all learned you were in the minority when you started falling in love with Jalen Hurts last year.
What we learned brought to you by M-Drive Supplements for Driven Guys. Supporting healthy testosterone, the drive to get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text Dan to 55,000. Feel good. Get your first order for $5. Message and data rates may apply. One more item as we close out this Tuesday show. It's Simply Safe Home Security. You might get confused when you hear the word simple. Well, it's simple because you can set it up, but it's safe. Simply Safe. You know, when you think about safe, there's no safe like Simply Safe. They've been doing this, and they've been with us for over 10 years. And over the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security. They must be doing something right. 24/7 professional monitoring. Simply Safe's agents call you the moment a threat is detected. They send the police or first responders, even if you're not at home or you can't be reached. Blanket your home in protection. HD security cameras inside and outside. You can secure every room, windows, doors with sensors, even hazard sensors instantly detect fires, floods, any kind of threat to your home. Customize the perfect system in just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.